As the year draws to a close, it may be the perfect time to ask yourself some questions about retirement. On today's show, we'll ask the questions and help you answer them too.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. And to help us do that each and every week is Andy Feldman. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. And Andy, of course, is a certified financial planner, nearly 30 years in the business, and so much more than that. Hey, Andy, how's it going?
Going okay, Steve. How are you doing today?
You know, very well, thanks. And I like what we're going to talk about here. You know, you talk about questions, because that is really a big part of what you do, is answer people's questions. And it's the educational process that really makes sense and really is what you do so well.
Yeah, that's right. We have, as part of our due diligence, we spend most of the first meeting just asking questions and listening to the answers.
Well, and this question, it has to be one of the first ones that you ask, and that is, so what do you want your retirement to look like? How do you want it to be? And that's got to be difficult for some folks to answer.
It is, but you know, this is the fun part of retirement planning, and it's also the necessary starting point. So, you know, if you don't know how you want to spend your retirement, you're not going to be able to accurately estimate how much you need to save. So we know the obvious ones like food, healthcare, taxes, but depending on your lifestyle, you may want to budget some money for travel or hobbies or helping out some other family members. And you know, we found that obviously a lot of people want to spend a large part of their retirement years traveling around, you know, things they haven't really done before, and you know, you need to budget for that.
Of course, yes, of course. And so, and when you say, what do you want their retirement to look like? And I mean, that means, like you said, it's the fun part, but then there's also other parts of it as well that have to kind of come into play. And this next question too, how long do you think your retirement will last? Do you actually ask the question that way?
One of the things we ask is, you know, about longevity.
Yeah.
You know, family longevity, and also depends on when the person is retiring. You know, some people are in positions where they retire and they're still in their 50s, you know, like police officers, city firefighters here. So they, a lot of times, keep working. So there's a couple things you have to figure out here. So when, and again, how, we say how long you believe you'll live. And, you know, people whose parents are in their 90s and they're in good health, they can pretty much expect to have the same.
Exactly. You
know, most likely. I mean, no one has a lease on life, as we know, but we do our retirement plans till 95.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. Well, today that makes perfect sense, because so many people are living even well beyond that. So let's say as you're working with somebody and you got the plan out to 95, and they get to 90 and they're still, you know, out there dancing. Can you extend it?
Sure. You know, hopefully it's self-extending, because hopefully we're
spending. That's the key. That's what I was looking for.
Hopefully, you know, they've been spending within the means of the plan, and we still have a lot left, you know, at that point.
Sure.
So again, you know, you want to choose the age you want to retire at. You can change that later on. It's not an exact science. Financial planning certainly isn't. A lot of these answers are variable. So that's why we review them annually and make any necessary changes.
Absolutely.
But you should be planning for, if you're retiring around 65 or 70, at least a 25 to, you know, 30-year retirement. And it's always better to overestimate rather than underestimate.
Well, yeah, so. Exactly. 866-646-2677. That's the number, folks. 866-646-BOSS. That'll get you a head start here. We're talking about questions that need to be asked when it comes to retirement. So we've got what your retirement looks like. We've got, so what's your shelf life? And then it comes to the spending part. This is the hard part for folks. Do people, when they come in, do they know what they spend in a year or in a month even?
Some do, some don't. Some people come in, you know, with written on a piece of paper to the nickel. It's amazing, you know, they write everything down. That makes my job a little easier.
Of course.
And some people say, I have no idea. And then there's some people that are in between. And sometimes for people that have no idea, I tell them to walk around with a piece of pen and a piece of paper for a month and write down everything they're spending money on, you know, and that includes the $5 latte. So,
right.
You know, write everything down. And when they come back, they're usually very surprised and they find a lot of places where they could cut back.
Well, yeah, again, once you start looking at it and digging into it, I found that too. And when my wife and I did that, you know, it's like, holy cow, we can do some changes here.
Yeah, I'm sure that you can. And so you get the, you get the answers. You sit down, we figure out what do you want your retirement to look like? How long do you think your retirement will last? And then we have to answer how much we expect to spend annually in retirement. And, we have to estimate the cost of travel. Sometimes people have new hobbies. So the starting point is your everyday living expenses. So use your current budget as a baseline, but you know, that can change between now and retirement. So again, we review that and make adjustments as we go along.
Would you recommend someone, you know, a couple perhaps sort of practice what they would spend in retirement? So in other words, you help us set up a retirement budget and then maybe for a month or so or a couple of months before we retire, we live within those means and see if it works.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have not done that, but now that you mention it, I think I will.
Okay.
So
all right.
Anyway, that's a good idea. But but people usually by this point have a pretty good idea of, if not, they don't have it written down, they if they're about to retire, they have a pretty good idea of what they're spending. And sometimes, you know, they're selling the big house and downsizing, and so that expense is going down, you know, mm-hmm. right there. So
again, I mean, it's a great way to just begin and to have, you know, to have these conversations. And so then let's talk Social Security for a minute. And I know we'll talk a little bit about it in the next segment too, but
right.
You know, we do need to know when to claim Social Security. And I think people often underestimate just how important that decision is.
Yeah, they do. And sometimes people just take it early because they can, and that's not really a good reason. So, you know, you'll have your own retirement plans, hopefully, plus Social Security. So you have money coming in from different buckets, maybe a pension plan, depending if you what type of company or municipality you work for. So when you claim it is very key. So, you know, we recommend people go on www.socialsecurity.gov/mystatement. And if you don't have an account, you register for one and you could see your numbers right there. And, you know, if you take it at full, if you're born before 1960, your full retirement age is 66. If you delay each year, you delay it, it goes up 8% of the full retirement age. So that can really add up in the future.
It makes a big difference. Absolutely. And the claiming strategies, there are so many of them. And I think people don't understand just how complicated that can be.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions about that. So, you know, come on in, you know, make some time on the schedule and we'll sit down and talk about it.
So, but you're pretty knowledgeable of Social Security, aren't you? I mean, that's something that you've spent some time researching and learning.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I always think, you know, to keep getting educated is very important, keep learning. So, you know, we do, you know, focus a lot on that and we talk about it on the show quite a bit and
right.
Also, you know, in person with people.
Well, and again, it's the kind of thing where you know, for people, I mean, you don't know what you don't know, and when it comes to Social Security, there's an awful lot that you might not know that to, you know, to turn to somebody that does, because again, Andy, not all advisors are knowledgeable at all about Social Security or even want to talk to you about it.
No, you're right. A lot of them are not. They're not that well versed in it. So, you know, we've seen that a lot. So again, we talk to everybody about it. Well, and that's just like the budget. Some people have already gotten the numbers and have a good idea what they're going to do, and some people don't and they need advice.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, folks, if you're interested in sitting down with Andy, and let's go ahead and invite him to call right now and get on your calendar, Andy, and let's have that conversation.
Sure. So if you call during the show and are one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial and retirement plan. So there's no cost for the visit. It's simply a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of three basic things. Number one, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. Number two, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And third, they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you. We'll help you to understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, we'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So call us now. We'll make time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
Absolutely, folks. Take advantage of this one today. It's a great offer to sit down with Andy and really begin to put together a financial roadmap. Andy is there for you. He understands. He can take that complex financial world and turn it into something that simply makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. So if you're listening, call us, 866-646-BOSS. That's 866-646-2677. You heard Andy. The next five callers get that comprehensive financial review showing you where you are now, of course, but most importantly, you end up with that roadmap, that guide that can really help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. Five callers right now, 866-646-2677. Again, 866-646-BOSS.
Should I stay or should I go is the classic rock song from the band The Clash, and it also ties into our next segment. Should you work a little longer or just jump into retirement? Details right after this.
Hey, we are back on Retirement Boss Radio, where you take charge of your money. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall. Andy Feldman's here to help us take charge as always. Andy is an experienced certified financial planner, 30 years in the business. Holy cow, that's you've been doing this a while. And that's important to mention, I think, because, you know, this year has been, obviously none of us have experienced anything quite like this, but at the same time, the market fluctuations, the chaos at times, those are all things that you've helped people through over the years. You've seen ups and downs.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. I've been doing this for quite a while and seen a lot of ups and downs in the marketplace. And obviously this is not something any of us have been through. And it's a very serious situation. But you know, the markets have been surprisingly resilient. And just like with any other external factor, if there is an effect, it's usually temporary. So the important thing is to stay focused and stay with the plan.
Right. And so in this segment, we're talking a little bit about, well, we're talking about the Clash and should I stay and should I go? We're all humming that song. Thanks, Andy. so we talked okay. about that, but talking about, you know, retiring sooner rather than later, maybe waiting a year, it really makes a big difference. And that's what we're going to try to point out here. And we talked a lot about Social Security in the last segment, but obviously if you wait longer to retire, your Social Security check can be bigger.
Yeah, that's right. We talked about it earlier. If your full retirement age is 66, you get obviously 100%, but each year you delay, you get an extra 8%. So if you wait till 70, your benefit is 132% of your full retirement age, and that can add up to a lot.
Oh, big, big difference. Yeah. Well, and again, if you put off retiring, obviously you can save more money, then we'll make retirement a little bit better.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we work with a lot of people that start, you know, accelerating those savings into the retirement plans in the last 5-6 years. And it definitely, you know, does make a difference. I mean, we've done some retirement plans for people that, you know, sometimes it's just not going to work yet. And frankly, and they say, okay, if I work another 2 or 3 years and we add that to the plan and then we move on from there.
And, you know, obviously you continue to put money in your 401k or a Roth or even an HSA. Those are all good things. And if you delay retirement, the good news is your savings are going to last longer.
Yeah, sure. That of course makes sense. Most retirees, you know, generally stop investing for their future and begin withdrawing from retirement saving accounts after quitting work. So if you're staying on the job, a little bit longer, you can continue to increase your savings account balance rather than drawing from it. And then, you know, there's the catch-up provision. So once you're over, you know, hit age 50 or more, you can supercharge your savings because you're eligible for those catch-ups. So with a 401k, it's an extra $6,500. With an IRA, it's an extra $1,000. And if you have an HSA account, it's $1,000 extra after age 55. So, you know, there's one good thing about being over 50.
Exactly right. And, you know, as we look at this, obviously, then, like I said, you know, you don't have to rely on those savings for as long because you're going to be older and not taking it sooner.
Yeah, that's right. So there's less time to rely on it, like you mentioned. You know, if you retire at 65 and you have longevity in your family, and you know, people living longer and longer, you could be talking about 30 years or more. So it'd be better off if you could live on your paycheck a little longer. And the longer you need those savings to support you, the greater the chances you run out of funds.
Right. So. Well, and again, if you're retiring before 65 and you stay on the job, then, you know, your employer's insurance or your insurance through your employer, that is a big deal. And you don't have to worry about that.
That's right, Steve. You know, healthcare expenses are one of the major costs retirees face, and it could be a burden to pay those bills prior to becoming eligible for Medicare. So you're staying on. I mean, a lot of employers do make you contribute something, but it's usually not nearly as much as you'd be paying on your own. And then you could, you know, again, it depends on your typical employer's specific policy that you have, but I could definitely save money there.
Sure. And if you happen to have a pension, the pension is based on the number of years that you work. So you work a little longer, boy, you could boost that pension if you're so lucky.
Yeah, that's right. If you're still fortunate enough to get what they call a traditional pension plan, known as a defined benefit pension plan from your employer, the number of years you're going to work is one of the factors for that. And those are very, very valuable because when they're guaranteed for life, you know, you once you set that, you keep getting those payments, or you can also roll that over. But again, the more you put into it, the more years you put in, the more you're gonna get out of it. I mean, those are now typically for police, law enforcement, fire department, teachers, a lot of big companies don't have those anymore, but a lot of people still do have them.
Sure, and again, that's kind of an area where, because they aren't as popular as they once were, there's probably a lot of questions about pensions, aren't there?
Yeah, there are, because, I have a client that just retired from working at a hospital, and there's all the different choices that we had to go over. So they give you different choices for your monthly benefits. And it depends, again, if you're married, if you're not married, but if you take the full benefit, it's a higher monthly amount than if you decide to have a provision that if you had passed away, your beneficiary would get a portion of that amount. It lowers your payment. And you also have, so there's several options with that. And then there's also the lump sum option. So we look at all the different choices and try to help people plan for the best for their situation.
Sure. So when you talk about a lump sum option, does that mean that, you know, basically they would calculate whatever that pension is worth and give that to you all at once?
Right. It's a present value. And then they give it to you all at once. And the premise is that you're going to be investing that over, you know, 25, 30, 35 years.
Mm-hmm. And you've done that with people, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So again, folks, if you got some questions, 866-646-2677, 866-646-BOSS is the number. And so we've kind of covered a lot of ground here. If you stay at work longer, obviously the mind is going to be engaged and you're going to be active. And those two things are pretty important just for a healthy retirement.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Steve. A lot of people work into their 70s because it keeps them sharp. It gives them something to do. And, you know, they like the interaction with their coworkers or with their customers or clients, whatever the case may be. So it gives you social structure. Sometimes when people retire, they haven't done planning for not just financially, but what they're going to do with their time. And I think I've mentioned on other shows, mm-hmm. you know, I had a client who retired, and after 2 weeks, he said, now what am I going to do? You know, he said, there's just so much golf you can play, right?
Right.
So, well, maybe some people don't think that.
Well, but I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, sometimes people suffer from depression in retirement because they just don't have that social interaction any longer. So delaying that, you know, delaying retiring can keep them involved. And again, it doesn't make sense for everybody to stay on the job longer. But, you know, if you're ready and you have enough money saved, maybe that's for you also. So you really, it always depends on the person's individual situation.
And, you know, again, it just helps you kind of keep focus. And there, certainly if you don't want to keep, if you're able to retire, you can certainly stay active doing other things. There's any number of places you can volunteer, you know, donate your service, be a mentor. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do.
Oh, there certainly are. There's so much of that. There's always a need for that, for people volunteering. And then some people, you know, that have these pension plans, like we mentioned earlier, are still in their 50s when they retire. So they go into other careers.
Oh, sure.
And so they're still working. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, that, like I said, come on in. We'll go over all the options.
Well, again, in fact, boy, this was a fast segment, Andy. We're already up against the clock. Why don't we invite folks to call one more time today?
Yeah, sure, Steve. So if you call during the show and you're one of the next five callers, we're going to offer you a complimentary financial review of your entire financial retirement plan. So there's no cost for the visit. It's just a chance for you to get educated about your money so you can make the best financial decisions for yourself moving forward. So we found that most people don't really have a true understanding of three basic things. Number one, they don't really understand how much unnecessary risk they could be taking with their financial nest egg. Number two, they don't know how much their investments really cost them in fees, charges, and commissions. And they don't really understand the steps to maximize their Social Security income. So we'll sit down with you. We'll help you to understand these three important but many times misunderstood issues. So if you're one of the next five callers, not only will you get the financial review and second opinion package that we've seen other advisors charge hundreds of dollars for, but when you come in, you'll also get your customized 11-page Social Security report and analysis and a copy of the 2020 edition of the 401k Survival Guide. So give us a call now. We'll make some time on our calendar to meet with you and give you this complimentary financial roadmap and answer any and all financial questions you might have.
That sounds great, Andy. Folks, take advantage of this offer today to sit down and begin to map out that roadmap to retirement. Andy can help take a lot of complex financial world. We were just talking about the number of choices you have if you happen to have a pension. We talk about Social Security claiming strategies, just how many there are. Well, Andy understands he can help make that complex world into something that just makes sense. It is a chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. Starts with a phone call, 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. You heard Andy. The next five callers are going to get that comprehensive financial review, plus all the extras that he talked about, the portfolio analysis, the Social Security maximization report. All of that is included. No cost, no obligation. So just call us, 866-646-2677. That's 866-646-BOSS. And then when you walk out the door, you are going to have in your hand that roadmap, that guide that can really help get you to where you need to be and where you want to be when it comes to retirement. 866-646-2677, 866-646-BOSS. Andy, as always, a pleasure to have you here and talk with you about retirement, because it's always informative and really a fast-paced, information-packed show.
Yeah, well, thanks, Steve. Really, it was a good show today. A lot of good topics, and really enjoyed it.
And we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it. And we are going to be back next week with new topics, new questions, and a whole lot more right here on Retirement Boss Radio with Andy Feldman.
Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Andrew Feldman Associates Incorporated are not affiliated. Roth IRA distributions tax-free if made 5 years after the initial contribution to the plan and you are over 59 and a half.